ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're right on time for us to try and put it all together. The news that is the news that does affect your life or will affect your life, got to tell you, we're going to have a good program today. Lots of information from, well, for starting off at 7:30, we're going to be joined in the first hour by a representative from the debate that's going to take place, the third party candidate debate. We're going to hear from them because it appears that, you know what, there's other people running for the presidency. Surprise, surprise. Christina Tobin will join us in the first hour. Then we're going to be joined in the second hour by a favorite of mine for the work that she has done, Bev Harris. Bev Harris, ladies and gentlemen, is the force behind blackboxvoting.org, exposing the voting fraud. She actually got involved in the Ron Paul voter fraud. We're going to get an update on what happened as a result of that, plus what we can do for this election. And, of course, I'm going to ask her the critical question, will she be voting? If she knows that the machines are a fraud or are manipulated and it's a fraudulent election, will she be voting? Then in the third hour, we are so honored to have Jeffrey Smith join us. The subject, GMOs. If you have any questions, get them to me via email as soon as you can, thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. Jeffrey Smith is the expert, the leading expert on the dangers of genetically modified food. He'll be joining us in the third hour. So please get your questions to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com in case we don't have a chance to take phone calls. But he is the leading expert on this subject. People don't like what he's saying, but he sure has made a difference in the world. And those are the kinds of people that we like to have at the Power Hour. In other news, Beirut, you have a problem. Also, Britons are now demonstrating. We might as well say demonstrating / rioting, but that's not quite there yet. Tens of thousands turn out for the British anti-austerity protest. Spanish government, because things are kind of crumping there, are saying there's going to be a ban on filming police. And good news coming from Sweden. They want to know what those contrails, chemtrails are, and it appears that Global Research is bringing us the story, believing that the United States just might be involved in this. You know, it's about time that someone say what is going on outside of this country. A new ruling from an Italian court on mobile phones and brain tumors. Got to hear this story. That is huge. Also, and way overdue. One congressman says that abortion is never necessary to save lives. I'll tell you what, I think he's just about 99% accurate on that one. The gun industry is thriving under the Obama administration. And TSA removes those X-ray body scanners from major airports. But guess what? Guess where they're going. Russell Means is hospitalized. A lot of concern over his health. And a 12-year-old girl is hailed as a hero for shooting a home intruder. Seems like we're almost being told what will happen in advance, and then, well, I'll be darned if it didn't happen. The new fear is IEDs being used in the United States. Well, of course, those fears are coming true. It's just a matter of waiting until the plan falls into place. I'm sorry to say it, but it seems like all of these things that have been blown up, from buildings and 9/11 to cars to whatever, seem to be manipulated, seem to be created, seem to be done by design. You know, I'll never forget an article that I read years ago talking about how the military was going to blow up cars so they would know how to determine if a car had been blown up. Well, that's one of those pretty easy to figure out kind of things. But this was an article, I believe in Army Times, on how the military is learning to blow up cars so they can determine if one's been blown up. I would say you probably only need to see one if you've got that one figured out. Maybe just blow up one car and then carry it around the country and show everybody what a blown up car looks like instead of teaching everybody how to blow up cars. But that was their idea. Anyway, I welcome you to the Power Hour today. It is the 22nd of October. It is Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself and someone else. Hope you enjoyed every single minute of this gorgeous weekend. The trees, the colors. We have such a gracious God who has given us so much to look at. The animals, the beauty that we have around us, we must never, ever lose sight of that. I don't care if it's the smallest of animals, whatever it is, to learn to love, to learn to care, to learn to take care of each other. That's what it's all about. Well, we're grateful for all the Power Hour listeners, believe me, the people that understand what's happening in this world. We got a lot of news. I'm going to get to that. But I'm going to tell you, in the second and third hour, well, starting in the first hour, we're going to have a guest, Christina Tobin, who's going to talk to us about the third party debate that's going to be held this week. We're going to talk about the other debate briefly that's going to be held tonight. That's the one with the alleged president and Mitt Romney. And I'm getting so many emails from you all saying, well, don't be mad at him because he's a Mormon. Vote for him so Obama won't win. Come on, guys. Is anybody out there still believing that the voting system works? Well, then decide if you think it's working after you hear from Bev Harris. Blackboxvoting.org. Blackboxvoting.org. New information today that there just might be a ripoff in the voting system. Surprise, surprise, that it may be, well, we'll let Bev Harris tell us about that. It's in Veterans Today, but we'll talk about that later. And then we've been waiting to have Jeffrey Smith on the program. Amazing. The man is so busy dealing with the GMO backlash, the people that don't like what he is saying. He's going to come on the program today and give us a good understanding of what GMOs are. How bad is the problem? I don't think he has a dog in the fight. I think he just is an investigator who became obsessed with the issue of GMOs because nobody else was doing it. We'll talk to him about that. Anyway, the debate is tonight is on foreign relations. Let's, you know, we ought to take a wager, a bet, to see if actually any question will be asked that has any real merit or that hasn't been asked. And by the way, on Fox News today, did you know that they announced that Al-Qaeda has doubled in Iraq just in this last year? From 1,000 to 2,500. I'd say that's more than doubled, but think about this. They're wanting it to look like, well, we pulled our troops out of Iraq and now look what's happened. Really? I think it's been there all along and I think it's been manipulated and created anyway. Terror groups are on the rise, they're telling us. And, of course, the weekend debate on television was all about what really happened in Libya. None of the information discussed was really what happened in Libya. But it was an argument over words, over terms, over, well, did they call it terrorism early enough? Oh, come on. Can't anyone see through all this? And then, of course, Lance Armstrong just announced today he lost all of his Tour de France titles. I mean, that's huge news. 7 years worth of Tour de France titles. My question is he going to have to give the money back? And is the winner going to be given the money? He lost his sponsor, Nike, who is now being accused of having contributed to a payoff in the doping issue. Lance Armstrong losing the titles based on 20-some people who have come forward and are now saying he doped. I don't know what he doped with, but he doped. Anyway, he lost sponsor Nike, like I said, who's now being accused of having helped cover up the whole thing. So I think they'll be the deep pockets that will be sued. Now, remember, after having cancer, he started a foundation called Live Strong, livestrong.com. It's a really good website. It's got a lot of good information on health news. But he is, unfortunately, well, he backed out of the fight and said, I'm not going to fight. I give up. You win. Excuse me. And I think that was his, probably his undoing. Donald Trump said today on Fox News, Iraq is the biggest disaster this country has ever had. Well, no kidding. How many lives have been lost as a result of this disaster? Did they knew it was going to be a disaster? Because that was the purpose of it in the first place. It was never to win anything. If we wanted to win a war, we could do it. But it was not supposed to be won. It was supposed to put a country into submission, which is what we have done. Sort of. Chavez, Castro, and Putin all endorse Obama. Well, I think if I were Putin, if I were the president of Russia, and I think that if Obama said to me, with the mic on, remember this? Yeah, just wait till my second term, you know, I'll be able to do anything then. That's my interpretation of what he said. I'll have all kinds of freedom in the second term. I'd vote for him also. Or I'd throw my support behind him. Yes, definitely. All right, let's move into the international news. Clashes in Beirut as a security chief mourns the mourners' attempt to storm the government headquarters there. Lebanese troops launched a major security operation on Monday to open all roads and force gunmen off the streets, trying to contain an outburst of violence set off by the assassination of a top intelligence official who is a powerful opponent of Syria. Now, who started this mess over there? I don't know. But I'm beginning to wonder if all these so-called clashes are not created. Sectarian clashes overnight killed at least two people. What does that tell you? Sectarian clashes. Militant Islamic people. See, they just throw those terms around and that's what it's all about. You're supposed to believe that sectarian clashes killed two people. Sectarian clashes don't kill people. Opponents of Syria have blamed the regime in Damascus for the killing of Lebanese Brigadier General Wissam al-Hassan in a Beirut car bomb on Friday. With Lebanon already tense and deeply divided over the civil war next door, the assassination has threatened to drag the country back into the kind of sectarian strife that plagued it for decades, much of it linked to Syria. Sporadic cracks of gunfire rang out in Beirut as soldiers backed by armored personnel carriers with heavy machine guns took up positions on major thoroughfares and dismantled the roadblocks. At times, troops exchanged gunfire with the Sunni gunmen. What really happened? We don't know. But Lebanon is now in an uproar. In Tripoli, residents and scores of soldiers deployed around the city in an attempt to bring back calm. The military also has set up checkpoints, searched cars, and asked people for identity cards. Boy, aren't you glad that couldn't happen here. But, you know, is there any country over there that's not in an uproar? Think about it. And if it isn't, we'll probably get it in an uproar. When I say we, I mean NSA, CIA, U.S. government. Supposedly, the youngest son of Colonel Gaddafi is now dead and after Bani Walid siege. Libya's National Congress has confirmed this. The body of Colonel Gaddafi's youngest son has reportedly now been transferred to a hospital in Misrata. Do we know that? I don't know. Tens of thousands of Britons turn out for an anti-austerity protest. Nurses, teachers, off-duty policemen. They marched with anti-war activists, politicians, and the unemployed in a massive protest against the conservative-led government's austerity measures, which they say are killing Britain. And they're right. Britain, Spain, Italy, France, United States, you name it. Tens of thousands of people took to the street in the demonstrations, which were led by a group of jobless young people. More than 250 coaches brought people to London to take part. Buses. They were similar protests in Belfast and Glasgow. Well, in response to all of the uproar in Spain because of the austerity moves, and remember, people are not being paid. It's not like they're just upset because they got like a 10% cut or something. They're not getting paid, period. Some for 6 months. Four minutes after the hour, thank you for joining us. After the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell you something pretty shocking about the 2012 presidential election. Though it's only 2 weeks away, guess what? They announced the winner. The crawl that goes apart across the bottom of the television screen announced the winner. I'm not kidding you. This CBS News is the one that ran this story. Unbelievable. By the way, you're not hearing about this on television. Just thought I'd share that with you. Moving back to the Spanish government considering a ban on filming police. Why? Well, the Intel Hub says that according to the Associated Press, Spain is considering banning photographing, filming, or reproducing images of police and state security forces who are on duty. It seems that months after television and internet scenes of somewhat violent crashes between police and demonstrators, a balance needed to be struck between citizens' right to protest and the need to uphold the integrity of state security forces. So, where do you think the balance goes? Right into the side of the state security forces. No filming of the police as we go and subdue you in illegal means. I forgot to mention, just so if you're keeping up with death tolls and wars in third world countries and odd places, another 13 people killed, dozens injured in the Damascus car bombing amid the U.S. peace envoy visit. I like this, you know, at least 13 were killed. I mean, I can't count above 13. At least 13 were killed, 29 injured in a powerful blast outside a police station in Damascus. Then in Afghanistan, to keep up with the killing there, U.S.-led airstrikes killed 8 in Afghanistan. At least 8. What's this at least 8? Can you not count more than 8? I mean, seriously, think about that. Remember when we used to get the news that 12 people were killed today? Now it's between 10 and 20, or at least 8. Anyway, the provincial police said the assault had targeted a house. Some local sources said the militants, trigger word, had been killed in the raid. But there's not been an official statement from any militant group confirming the accounts. And in Spain, I forgot to mention that the scientists now confirm water extraction helped trigger the deadly 2011 quake in Spain. Massive extraction of groundwater helped unleash an earthquake in southeastern Spain last year that killed 9 people, injured at least 100, and left thousands homeless, geologists said on Sunday. Seismologists were surprised by the May 11, 2011 earthquake, which happened 2 kilometers or 1.2 miles northeast of the city of Lorca. The quake also happened on a complex but dormant fault that ripped open after water had been extensively pumped out of a neighboring aquifer. Not good. You know what? Thousands left homeless and at least 100 killed. Chemtrails, the spraying of poison over Sweden. Politicians now are involved in a controversial debate. Global Research reports that Pernilla Hagberg, the leader of the Environmental Party faction in the Swedish parliament, saw a picture in the newspaper that was titled Airplane Exhaust Fumes or Condensation Trails. But in her opinion, these trails are so-called chemtrails, poisons that are emitted from airplanes to control the weather. It is one of the most serious phenomena in Sweden today. These trails contain a multitude of chemicals, viruses, and heavy metals, such as aluminum, that influence the weather. Pernilla Hagberg says she believes that the CIA and the American NSA, National Security Agency, are behind the release. Could not be happier about that story. Let's hope that some country has the guts to stand up to the United States. I don't know. We may have to bomb Sweden if they start getting involved in our business. The Italian court has ruled that mobile phones can cause brain tumors. For those of you that are sitting out there and waiting for a definite, I think you got it here. The Italian Supreme Court has ruled there is a causal link, according to RT, between a mobile phone and brain tumors in this landmark case. The ruling has set a legal precedent that could potentially trigger a deluge of lawsuits. Innocente Marcolini, a 60-year-old retired businessman, argued that the excessive use of the mobile phone for around 6 hours every day for 12 years caused a benign brain tumor and left his face partially paralyzed. They ruled in the businessman's favor, conceding there is a causal link. Oh, man, the implications of this are huge. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Want to hear who wins the presidency?
Hey, Daniel Brinkman here, and we at the Power Hour want to make great things happen for you, the small business owner. Just imagine your product featured point and center on our websites, PowerMall.com or PowerHourNation.com. After all, small businesses are the backbone of our nation and what made this country great. Ask about our product interviews, host endorsements, or radio commercials to find out which is the right choice for you. Email us at advertise@powerhournation.com. That's advertise@powerhournation.com.
You're listening to a special encore of the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about seeing the agenda behind what's happening. Listeners, once you see it, you can never, ever walk away again and say, I don't get it. It's all about creating illness and disease among the people without telling them, acting as though it's some kind of, oh, gee, mystery illness here. Why are all these people who use cell phones 6 hours a day getting brain tumors? Wow, beats us. What is the nexus between the brain tumor and the cell phone? Gee, we can't figure it out. No, I'm not kidding you. That's what they act like. We can't figure it out. Anyway, I want to thank you for supporting the Power Mall, purchasing from us. Today, we're going to have a special on some books that I think you're going to want to get. Genetic Roulette, which is a DVD, The Gamble of Our Lives. The Gamble of Our Lives by Jeffrey Smith, 85 minutes. Genetic Roulette is a book, an amazing book, listeners. There's a book or DVD or both you can get by calling 877-817-9829. Now, if you're concerned about your children, the Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals DVD, and the one that 'll really put you over the edge, The World According to Monsanto. But if you are feeding your children, get Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals, $17.50 on special. Seeds of Deception book, $15.75. Genetic Roulette book, $24.75. It's a hardback, huge book. Now, these you need if you want to know the truth about the food you're eating. If you don't want to know the truth, you want to keep playing like Twinkies are good for you, then go ahead. But these books are available at the Power Mall, the DVD, and we're going to be having Jeffrey Smith on today. So, I think you're going to really appreciate him, too. Latest ammunition purchase reeks of collusion in Chicago-style politics, according to Intel Hub. Failing to abide by established laws, rules, regulations, policies, and procedures, the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not only ordered but awarded the contract purchase of over 6 million 9mm JHP rounds. For those of you that are not gun enthusiasts, that's jacketed hollow points. The amount is tiny and is unjustified and raises more questions.
Since 2009, a grand total of $2,206,000,000 incredible rounds have been purchased by the Department of Homeland Security. Over 2.2 billion rounds of ammunition. Think something's up? Well, guess what? Even Natural News has an article, 10 Urgent Preparations for Possible Riots After the Presidential Election. It's being discussed more and more openly about the riots and about a revolution. It's just, it is out there. And I'm not even talking about on Genesis or, I mean, it's out there a lot. Number one, the riots will likely occur in the inner cities. Number two, the police will be almost instantly overwhelmed. Now, all this information is available in the email blast and at the Power Hour News section. One of the greatest risks from riots is fires. Number four, innocent bystanders may be targeted with violence. Don't be a bystander, and you won't be targeted because you're not around there. The primary strategy is to simply not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't join in on the riots. Even if you're angry at the election outcome, taking part of that is not going to help. Stay home. Think long and hard about the possible ramifications of having an Obama sign or a Romney sign in your yard or on your property. If your candidate wins, the haters on the other side of the aisle may take revenge against you and your property. Think about that. Stock up on at least a 72-hour supply of extra necessities such as water, food, medicine, and so on. That's what Homeland Security says, so double, triple that. I mean, they're talking about three-day outages of power, water, food, supplies, and so on, or maybe even longer if there's infrastructure damage. And if you haven't ordered your food, your storable food, and you want to have a supply of stuff to get by, go to storable food. Check out the storable food at simplyyourfood.com. Simplyyourfood.com. And the phone number is 702-543-1828. 702-543-1828. If you want to get organic food and you want it to be non-GMO, go to greenpolkadotbox.com. Just go to the Power Hour, click on the Power Hour website, and then click on the banner. It'll take you right there. 877-655-2368. That's 877-655-2368, or go to greenpolkadot.com. Greenpolkadot.com. Get your food one way or the other. You're going to need it. And so what if we don't have a riot and a revolution? You can just eat it. I got to tell you, I love the stuff I got from Green Polka Dot Box. Such a high quality of professionalism, packing, food, everything. I mean, the kombucha, it was wonderful that I had, the walnuts, the raw walnuts that I got, because we don't carry them at the Power Mall. I got the seaweed. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Like I said, I had a year's supply of iodine, I think, in one day. It was so good, I couldn't quit eating it. Okay, let me continue on. So you get your food. Number one, just get your food, have your water stored, have your electricity some way, power, and a shortwave radio. Lots of people have been calling the Power Mall to get shortwave radios. Please have a shortwave radio. Get a good one. Maybe even a crank one. Call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. And the shortwave frequencies, 7.490 for the Power Hour or 13.845. That's 7.490. 13.845. If you don't have a shortwave radio, you probably don't know what that means, but get one. You are going to need it sometime. All right, if you're an at-risk area, if you're in an at-risk area, stock up on pepper spray and bear spray. Pepper spray devices are not the favorite defense item, but they can be surprisingly effective in crowd control. Pepper spray, bear spray, or even wasp spray. Think about it. Wasp spray. It will go out a long ways. How, you know, what, 10 feet or something like that? Wasp spray. Some people keep it by their bedside in case bad guys come in. All right, because the 9/11 number is going to be flooded with calls and police will not be responding, so you better be able to take care of yourself. You had better be able to defend, to self-defend, whatever that means to you, self-defend. Okay, on Election Day, stay tuned in to not the mainstream media, but to alternative radio. Don't be stupid enough to actually make any threats against anybody during that time. I don't care if it's on your Twitter feed, your Facebook page. Don't threaten anyone. Don't look like a complete moron. You're going to get yourself into trouble. And who do you vote for on Election Day? Not either one of their candidates. And I mean their candidates, as far as I'm concerned. I'm only talking about me. So probably the inner city riots will most likely be L.A., Detroit, and Houston. Watch for a joint U.S.-Israeli military attack on Iran to happen. Watch for temporary drop in gold prices to occur as the business sector experiences a short-lived surge in confidence. Now, this is all if Romney wins, but I tell you what, it doesn't make any difference who wins. And expect a temporary stock market surge reflecting optimism in business and finance sectors if Romney wins. If Obama wins, expect gun sales to immediately surge to an all-time high. Watch for a revolt by small business owners who are fed up with health care mandates that are putting them out of business. If Obama wins, watch for a surge in gold prices and a sharp drop in the stock market. Get ready for mass arrests and government whistleblowers, journalists, and critics who will be rounded up under the NDAA and sent to secret military prisons. Watch out for a massive increase in the signing of executive orders where Obama will bypass Congress on everything from gun control to immigration. So, neither party really offers a lot of hope, do they? And remember, those are their candidates by design. Those are their candidates by design. That's how they got there. Now, whether Romney knows it or not, he was their choice. Because you don't get there by being a good guy doing the right thing for this country. You might want to just ask Ron Paul. We will be talking about... unfortunately, we're not able to get a hold of our guest today that was supposed to be here regarding the third-party debate that's going to happen. But it's supposed to be huge. By the way, Larry King of CNN is going to be the one that's going to officiate or mediate or whatever you want to call him. I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, moving on. CBS News affiliate called the 2012 presidential race. This was such a shock to me when I saw this. This is a crawl, or not a crawl really, because it doesn't crawl across. It's, you know how they give you the election statistics at the bottom, the precincts reporting, and then the candidates? Well, in the program, The People's Court, which is on CBS, in Phoenix, Arizona, for 17 seconds, CBS News affiliate KPHO ran a lower third graphic that showed that Obama had won the November 6th election over Mitt Romney with 99% of the precincts reporting. You've got to see this. Go to the Power Hour News section or the email blast, you'll see it. The lower third graphic, that graphic that covered about, well, not even a third of the screen, but covered the bottom portion of the screen, appeared at 3:30 p.m. on October 19th on an episode of The People's Court. You can see the video of it there. It shows that with 99% of the precincts reporting, I mean, this thing is unbelievable. It happened the last election also. When are we going to get it? We'll talk to our guest, Bev Harris, about this in the next hour. It shows with 99% of the precincts reporting that Obama had 43% of the votes and Romney had 40%. So if you want to compare the numbers to the election as it occurs on November 6th, it shows that 40,217,566 voted for Obama and 38,116,214, or 40%, voted for Romney. Isn't that interesting? Now, I'd like to know how that happened myself. Wouldn't that be interesting? So, 10 urgent preparations for possible riots after the presidential election. Go to the Power Hour News section. Or if you want to see that video of when that crawl appeared, or I call it crawl, when that news flash occurred, check it out. Check it out. Gary Johnson was on Fox News Geraldo Live last night. Gary Johnson's a pretty good guy. We've tried to get him on the program. He's too busy, I think, for radio, though. And the IMF's epic plan to conjure away debt and dethrone bankers. I do want to thank Jim from West Virginia for sending this. Surprisingly enough, Ambrose Evans Pritchard put this into writing. It appeared on telegraph.co.uk. One could slash private debt by 100% of GDP, boost the growth, stabilize prices, and dethrone bankers all at the same time. It could be done cleanly and painlessly by legislative command, far more quickly than anybody imagined. The conjuring trick is to replace our system of private bank-created money, roughly 97% of the money supply, with state-created money. Then we return to the historical norm, before Charles II placed control of the money supply in private hands with the English Free Coinage Act of 1666. Specifically, it means an assault on fractional reserve banking. If lenders are forced to put up 100% reserve backing for deposits, they lose that exorbitant privilege of creating money out of thin air. Finally, somebody has kicked them in the shins and told it like it is. The nation reigns sovereign control over money supply. There are no more bank runs, fewer boom-bust credit cycles. At least, that's the argument. So check it out. There's quite a lengthy article about that. I just wish somebody would actually say what we know is true, which is we're all going bankrupt. Every country is probably, well, except for Iceland, you know, they kicked the bankers out, put them in jail. That was kind of a nice thing. Eugenics in education. A healthy boy has been banned from public school due to his genetic makeup. You know this genetic testing that, of course, they're trying to get everyone interested in? Well, here's a result of it. An 11-year-old California schoolboy named Coleman Chatham has been banished from his school and forced to transfer to another school because he carries a genetic mutation for cystic fibrosis. The boy shows no symptoms of the disease and appears to be in perfect health. He is being banished from his own school solely due to the genetic code he carries. Get ready. You want a job? You gotta have a blood test. Strokes are on the rise among younger people as the healthcare system fails to prevent disease. An increasing number of younger people are experiencing strokes these days. That was published by the American Academy of Neurology. And while the overall stroke incidence rate has somewhat declined among all age groups based on the figures, the average age of stroke sufferers is also increasing. Surprising information. TSA removes X-ray body scanners from major airports. And before you start celebrating too much, they're going to take them to the smaller airports. The replacement machines are going to be known as millimeter wave scanners. They rely on low-energy radio waves, similar to those used in cell phones, but tests in Europe and Australia suggest the millimeter wave machines have some drawbacks. They were found to have a high false alarm rate, ranging from 22% to 54%. That's huge. That might get you a free trip to Guantanamo, regardless of whether you had anything on you.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Regadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
You know, they're finding now that if you eat a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs, it quadruples your risk of cognitive impairment. That's right. In other words, thinking, Alzheimer's, by the amount of sugar and carbs that you eat. Wow. Danger is also present in those people that eat high amounts of sugar. Those who consume a lot of protein and fat relative to carbohydrates are less likely to become cognitively impaired. By the way, this weekend I was asking my body what it needed, not what it wanted. I thought about this. Okay, what do I feel like eating? If I were to say that, what do I want? What do I feel like eating? It would probably come up with lasagna and french fries and a whole lot of ketchup if I said, what do I want? But I said, what does my body need right now? You know what I fixed? This is going to sound strange, but this is what I felt like I needed was turnips and lentils. And I fixed a big pot of turnips and lentils, and they were so good. And of course I added turmeric to it. Start out with doing like a quarter teaspoon, half teaspoon, just taste it. Make sure you don't get too much because it can be overwhelming. I put garlic, turmeric, onions, lentils, turnips. Oh, they were so good. This is turnip season. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen, and eat them. The night before I'd had sweet potatoes. Did you know that the most perfect foods, the two most perfect foods are supposed to be honey and sweet potatoes? How interesting. Four herbs that detox the gut. If you want to detox your gut, if you want to retain the good balance of bacteria, the 80% good, it should be an 80-20 balance of beneficial bacteria and 20% pathogenic bacteria. Here's what you use. If you want to have a good gut, garlic, a spoonful of honey is what you can use to get the garlic to go down. Peppermint oil eliminates pathogenic bacteria. You can put it in capsules or however you choose to use it. Poliarco, which we carry at the Power Mall. We have peppermint oil. We have garlic, North American Urban Spice Garlic. We have Podiarco, nature's most powerful remedies. From the inner bark of a South American rainforest tree is Podiarco. It is one of the most powerful antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral natural medicines that will not interfere with the friendly bacteria of someone's intestinal flora. And last but not least is oregano oil. Powerful, antibacterial, antiviral, that leaves the beneficial bacteria alone. Make sure that your choice of oregano oil is organic or wild. It's got to be the highest level of carvacrol if you want it to work. Oregano is an active ingredient to make sure you get the most potent oregano oil. We carry it at the Power Mall. The best, the finest is Super Strength Oregano at the Power Mall. Anyway, there is a natural detox that you can add to the four herbs, which is activated charcoal.
we carry the Power Mall also. We've been carrying the things that work for the longest time. So go to the news section at the Power Hour or go to the email blast and you can find out that information on the detox. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break, and then we're going to be joined by Bev Harris. Let's find out what we can do in this election and how much fraud does she think there will be. Stay tuned. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds.
I want to give you a testimony about Vitamir mouthwash. I've been probably taking it for 4 or 5 years at least, and I do like it a lot. It helps my mouth to feel better, and every once in a while I might like bite my tongue or bite my cheek or bite my lip instead of my food, and it'll hurt like heck. And if I use that Vitamir at nighttime and just sort of let that soak in my mouth and just switch it around, it really, really helps to heal. I like all your stuff.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.